23 degrees in Nashville. It is going to be sunny and hot today. A high around 99 degrees, feeling more like 110 thanks to the humidity. And an extreme heat warning for most of Middle Tennessee does begin at 11 o'clock this morning and runs for the next several days. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is making a bold play to block a planned data center next to the Nashville Zoo. Eminent domain. Axios reports the mayor plans to file legislation today for Metro to buy the land out from under DC Blocks. That's the company that is currently finalizing its purchase from Market Street Enterprises for $23 million. That sale is set to close early next month. If passed by Metro Council, the bill from the mayor's office would condemn the sale and purchase the property at fair market value. Then the city would put the space to public use. The Nashville Pride Festival took place this weekend, but being out and about publicly was not always the case. In fact, expressing full identity in public wasn't just avoided to protect people's reputations. It was once illegal. Sarah Calise is a local queer historian. She joined our midday talk show, This is Nashville, last week to recount how the most macho of American men, those in the military, operated to avoid being outed by their peers.
We know soldiers from Fort Campbell came down to Nashville and would go to the gay bars. We know this because they were directed to stop doing that in the 1960s in a newspaper article.
Oh. Calise says queer soldiers relied on word of mouth and gaydar to help their brothers in arms reach gay bars safely. You can listen to the full show at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts.